Welcome to the Marty Shugold Show podcast. For your chance to win a fully furnished Brighton East home and $250,000 in gold, get your ticket in the Royal Melbourne Hospital Home Lottery. rmhhomelottery.com.au.
From the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shugold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Hey, we haven't said this for a while, but this is the full show dump of the Marty Shugold Show.
It is, and welcome to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Stereo. Jinx. You can't say your name until I say it. Friday, 5th of March, wherever you are in the world, whatever you're doing, sit back and enjoy the stylings of me.
Yes.
Maybe you're a mower, you know. I'm a big podcaster when I mow.
You don't get distracted?
No. I mean, it depends what mood I'm in. Sometimes I'm straight up music. Other times I'm not.
Yeah.
Because you know those Bose noise cancelling headphones?
Yeah, do they cancel it all out?
They cancel out the mower. Can you believe it?
You forget you're actually
doing it. I'm not going to be talking about this for much longer.
No, I was just, you said that sometimes you music, sometimes you mow. I think you meant sometimes you podcast.
No, he doesn't.
What is wrong with me at the moment?
I don't know. You need to go to the doctor.
All me words are wrong.
You're just a bit tired.
I don't know if it is. I think it's deeper than that.
Well, you're getting to bed at 5:30. Try getting to bed at 3 p.m.
But I'm doing the pickup. The girls will hate it if I go to bed at 3. Kate Langbrook won't know what to talk about.
That's true.
But good point.
Will, we like to ask you if anyone's got involved in the podcast.
Yes, we've had plenty of people on Instagram, at Marty Shugold Show. And I like Troy, not you, Troy, who is up in regional Victoria near the Grampians.
Yeah.
Says, love the show, guys. Puts a smile on the dial of this farmer while plugging away out west, listening to the podcast while on the tractor.
Oh, how lovely.
Prepping the paddocks.
He's mowing?
Yeah, he's doing big mowing. He's got a big tractor.
And he also drives the truck carting Gippo back from the edge of the big desert.
Gippo.
Oh, wow.
So, thanks, Troy, for listening.
Yeah,
absolutely. Thanks for getting in touch.
I hope it's Gippo.
I think it is.
Let's all stop saying things.
Yes.
I think that's for the best.
How about we just get into it?
Yeah.
The podcast
of the Marty Shugold Show from Triple M.
Lauren is so angry. I don't know what's happening in your life.
Friday, you should be happy.
I know.
Just
relax.
Saying I get food ordering anxiety around certain words because I feel uncomfortable saying it the way that they're intended.
Like sushi.
Sushi.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Paella.
I say paella only because everyone's like, it's what? Paella.
Don't say it like that.
I just say paella.
So do I, paella.
Paella, yeah.
Do you know I made a paella once that I could only describe as a gluggy risotto? I would add the word dry in there as well.
Oh, dry.
Oh, it was revolting.
Just
add a little bit.
Nah,
takes too long, mate.
Yeah, it does.
Just shove it all in and see how it ends up.
Well, no wonder.
That's how I cook at night, every night.
Shove it all in, see how it ends up.
Pretty much.
It ends well.
Of course it ends well. You're in charge.
Oh, what's happening?
What's happening here? We're talking about MasterChef.
Oh, yeah. And why are we talking about MasterChef?
Well, one of the stars of MasterChef, the 2016 MasterChef runner-up, Matt Sinclair. Does anyone remember Matt?
Yes,
no.
I do.
Oh, people do. I don't remember him.
No.
I'll show you a photo.
Please do. Bring a photo up for me. Says the phones at his Noosa restaurant, he's in Noosa, are buzzing after its name was called a mockery of Asian culture by Gourmet Traveller. I cannot believe what they've called it. The venue is called Some Young Guys.
Oh, wow.
SumYungGuys. Is that him? Why does he look so stunned all the time? He looks constantly in shock, like someone's got a cattle prod just out of frame.
He's actually very lovely. I really liked him as MasterChef. Yeah. Oh,
tattoos, yawn.
I like tattoos. What's wrong with
young,
the tats?
Young chefs with tats grow up. You'll be making coffee in 20 minutes.
You have a thing for tattoos. I know this.
I'm a clean skin. Some Young Guys was opened by Matt with his mates Dylan Campbell, Jeremiah Jones, JJ probably, and Michael Rickard, the big Rick, in June 2017. The menu and decor highlight our spirit and passion for Asian cuisine and culture. This is some young guys.
Mm-hmm.
In a piece titled What's in a Name, Gourmet Traveller wrote, it's not the some young guy's name alone that offends. It homogenises and flattens Asia's 40-plus countries and cultures into a kitsch two-dimensional tableau. All right, settle down. It arguably trades on the mockery of Asian communities and cultures. Look, there's no doubt it's not on, I would have thought,
nah,
in 2021. Not some good. Young guys.
Yeah.
I don't like the sound of it.
Bit of a misstep here, I'd say.
Funny restaurant names you've come across in the journey. We've got a list of a few here. Mm. One in a Million is a Mexican joint.
Spelled J-U-A-N.
Is that bad? I mean, should I be? Am I allowed to laugh at One in a Million? I can do whatever I want.
I think if it's run by a Mexican,
yeah,
it's fine.
Okay.
Mm.
Lauren's favourite, 9021 F.
This is what I mean.
This is what winds you up, isn't it?
Yes.
Pho shizzle, Vietnamese.
Yeah, that's good.
It's pho. It's pho shizzle.
Yeah. My favourite was actually Syrian dippity.
Syrian dippity for Middle Eastern cuisine.
Yeah, that's good.
Will just came in rather excitedly and goes, hey, you know Some Young Guy, which is the restaurant in Noosa that we're talking about, one of the MasterChef guys. He goes, you know that Some Young Guy thing's from Wayne's World? I go, yeah, mate, because I'm not 10.
You didn't mention it. Dave from Furniture Gully called up and said that
I just
it's a reference.
Everybody knew.
Then bring it up on air.
Good call, Will.
Oh, yes. Will's come in, all guns blazing. He's fired up. What's wrong with everyone today?
Are we all in the right head?
It's Friday.
Yeah, but we should be excited.
I know. Not so angry, Troy.
It's a long weekend.
What's wrong with these young people?
Calm down.
They're nervous about what's ahead over the long weekend.
Oh, yes, maybe.
MasterChef runner-up Matt Sinclair has his Noosa restaurant buzzing after Gourmet. I had a shot at the title. It's called Some Young Guys. There's three of them involved in the business. I don't know. Doesn't feel right to me, but what would I know? I get it's a joke, but is it appropriate?
I don't think it is.
I don't think so, unfortunately.
Feels like a bit of a misstep to me.
I don't want to sound like an old sad sack, because I'm not. But that one just doesn't feel entirely right.
Brad in Frankston. Funny restaurant names.
I've been there to Some Young Guys. I'd say don't knock it till you've tried it. Sensational.
Sensational food, Brad?
Yeah. What's in a name? It probably doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, I'm hearing you, Brad, but unfortunately it would matter to some people. Some people would find that offensive, and I'm not throwing these blokes under the bus.
Sure, the food's amazing.
I'm sure the food's amazing.
Let's go to Gavin in Eltham.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, Gavin.
There's a place in Sydney called Soon Fat.
Soon Fat.
Yes.
That could mean several things, couldn't it, Gavin?
Asian cuisine again.
Yes. No, I assumed that, Gavin.
Thank you for the clarification, though.
Gavin.
Jason Brian here. Funny restaurant names. What do you got for us, James?
I go to a coffee shop every morning in Bayswater called Flick the Bean.
Oh, Flick the Bean. Oh. Ask your mum what it means, guys.
I wake up with Marty. Angie, we've had some fun with this week, haven't we?
We really have.
Yeah. Thanks to Barfridges Australia. Check them out at barfridgesaustralia.com.au.
Have they sent us a photo of themselves yet, Barfridges Australia?
No.
The staff?
I haven't yet received one.
In Recepo?
No.
I'd love to see all the guys in reception.
At Barfridges Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know who I'm talking about when I say that they're beautiful, wonderful people.
Well, I'm sure we'll get one organised, one of those photos for next
week.
Maybe
Barfridges.
They're in Oakley, aren't
they? Yeah, they're Lauren? In Oakley. Yeah.
Oakley.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're just a front. Barfridges Australia.
No,
let's
no,
not
no,
go
no,
down.
No, no, no.
Let's they not go not. Down that road.
No.
Good people. We all agree. We've given one to Jamie in Frankston, one to Alison in Atwood, one to Lance from Dingley Village, and yesterday we gave one to Amanda from Carrum Downs. We've given away three Barfridges in the last 7 phone calls.
Oh, no, it's huge.
It's unbelievable. I almost don't want to give one away today.
If your phone rings, you've registered for this. Answer within 4 rings, I wake up with Marty. That's all you have to do and you get a bar fridge.
Who we got?
We're going to Somerville.
Let's do it.
Todd.
Toddy. Hot Toddy.
Hot Todd. According to the rumours.
Yeah.
Hello, Todd speaking.
Oh, Todd!
Oh, Todd. It's the Marty Sheargold Show. You're supposed to say, I wake up with Marty.
Oh, no, I really wanted that bar print.
Todd. You disappointed?
Yes, very, unfortunately.
Good way to start your long weekend feeling disappointed, isn't it?
Yeah, really great.
You've only got yourself to blame, though, haven't you, Todd?
I do.
You did a bit of a boo-boo.
I know.
Oh, well.
Anyway, happy Friday.
Yeah, have a great long weekend. You're getting nothing from us, buddy.
Oh, no. 5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show here at Triple M. March 5.
March 5, and the year is just ripping through. Cast your mind back to 1558. And smoking tobacco was introduced into Europe by Spanish physician Francisco Fernandez.
Wow. 1558. Yeah. On this day.
I know. Some will probably smoke next to me this weekend. It'll absolutely irritate the life out of me.
That's so rude.
1960, Elvis Presley's discharged from the US Army on this day.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
I mean, every time you hit play on an Elvis song, am I right?
Yeah.
2002, American reality TV program The Osbournes, featuring Ozzy Osbourne and his family, premieres on MTV.
Hi, darling.
Someone has been in my room and taken my bears away from my room.
I don't think so, darling. Who would do that? Who could possibly do that? Who's the beer thief? You. You're the beer thief.
Oh, my God.
Don't you love him?
Fancy being his carer.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
What an awful life. Andy Gibb in birthdays died in 1988, aged 30. He would be 63 had he not passed away. Loving life, dead at 30. Holy hell. My God.
Mm.
And me old mate Fifi Box turns 53 today.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
I was going to let the Joffa tweets just pass me by until Joffa doubled down pretty much overnight, didn't he, Will?
Oh. Sorry, yeah, it's been in the last 24 hours.
Collingwood Football Club says comments made by a long-time supporter about Indian aged care workers do not reflect the club's views. Joffa, known as one of Collingwood's most passionate fans, sent out a tweet on Tuesday, and this is the one that I was just going to let go because I thought, well, Joffa's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to highlight that. Mm. After the final report, excuse me, of the Aged Care Royal Commission was handed to the federal government, Joffa tweeted, get rid of all Indian workers in aged care might be a start. And I thought, well, if Joffa's such a dunce, I'm not going to give him any airtime.
Yeah.
Because clearly he is a simpleton of the highest order. And several other things I would have thought.
Yeah.
Collingwood immediately and rightfully distanced themselves from the comment, which came after an independent report found systemic racism at the club. Joffa is not a member of the Collingwood Football Club, which is interesting. He's not a member of the Collingwood Football Club, but has had a long association with our organisation. As such, we cannot stand by his comments of last night. We condemn them and ask him to consider the hurt he has caused and an appropriate apology. So well done, Collingwood.
Yeah, good point.
Absolutely appropriate response from the Pies. Joffa then doubled down. This is when I got involved. Up until now, I didn't care. To the losers out there in Twitter, says Joffa, in the Twitter world, feel free to copy and paste anything I say everywhere and anywhere. He's not shying away from it, is he?
Right. No,
I don't care. I won't be silenced by the bullshit minority pretending to be the do-gooders. I have the balls to say and tweet whatever I want. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, he's really losing me. Another day at surfers, sun, swim and surf. With lunch and dinner with friends on Cavill Avenue, life couldn't be better.
Oh.
So he's in the surf. He's
boasting about his holiday.
He's on the Gold Coast. And an apology will not be forthcoming. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Off to surfers to live the life.
Right, okay.
Well, then I was chatting with Will, and Will, you're telling me he lives in Fiji.
He went to Fiji a few years ago, and I think he was living there until recently. But yeah, apparently he's on the Gold Coast.
And he's no—he's not the Gold Jacket guy anymore. I just feel like he's always the Gold Jacket guy.
I reckon he gave that away within the last 3 years.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
When he went to Fiji.
He went to Fiji.
Bit hot for the Gold Jacket
he
in
Fiji.
He
hasn't done the Gold Jacket in 3 years.
You want me to find out?
Yes, please. Well, Joffa is turning out to be a turd of a bloke, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, there.
I mean, I'm not entirely surprised.
Not great words.
No, obviously. It's ludicrous stuff. Get rid of all the Indian workers in aged care.
What is that about?
What does that even mean?
No.
I mean, it's...
It's a no.
It's a no, but it's also, unfortunately, the word... And anyone that loved that club, as much as Joffa claims that he did, would read the writing on the wall, and even if you had these opinions in your tiny pea-sized mind, you'd keep them to yourself.
For sure.
Not Joffa. No. And then he doubles down. I'm not apologising. No. I'm going for a swim. That's not entirely how he sounds in other news. That was me just imagining what he might sound like.
Well, he's on the Gold Coast. He's relaxed.
Says Ripley's Believe It or Not. Oh, how's this for a crazy story? We're asking the question, what went wrong with your ear? Things go wrong with ears all the time. Loza, you had a story of a woman at camp once.
A child. Yeah, I worked at a summer camp in America.
Yeah.
And one of the girls had an earache. And for a few days, little squeaky little sounds in there.
In her ear.
In her ear. And then we shone a torch in there and this giant earwig crawled out. And it happened, I think there was a couple more in there, which was the doctor.
Too much going on in that kid's ear. Yeah. What about this? A woman in her 50s has been diagnosed with what they call turkey ear.
What's turkey ear?
I've heard of turkey slapping. I've never heard of turkey ear. And a big shout out to John and the crew.
Yes.
After her ear progressively swelled over a number of years, and there's the photo of it in front of us, guys. That's a revolting ear if ever I've seen one. She was hospitalised with what doctors call a massively enlarged auricle.
I've never heard that word.
Auricle. According to her case in the JAMA Dermatology, which is published on Wednesday, we'll have to get a copy of that.
next week.
A really good look at that over the long weekend. If you can get your hands on that for me, Matt, that'd be lovely.
Get a subscription.
She was adamant that the lesion had been present since early childhood, but had gradually increased with a recent appearance of what's being described as foul-smelling otorrhea.
How does it get there before she does?
I think I went there once, Troy. Is that not in New Zealand?
That's Rotorua. I think you're thinking of. Oh, I have the hot springs.
Yeah, no, you're right. It is Rotorua. I thought it was otorrhea. I went to school with otorrhea.
It's just down the road.
Otorrhea is a discharge from the ear, and according to the report, it had an apple jelly appearance. More sauce with your pork, sir. More sauce.
I need a bucket.
Yeah.
Apple jelly sauce with your pork, sir.
No, thanks.
Oh, no.
That is just disgusting.
They basically squeezed her ear. But how's this for the kooky bit? What she actually had was tuberculosis, which can lead to the skin changing colour and texture. Antibiotics cleared it up like most things in life.
Yes.
What went wrong with your ear?
I got a call from Janet. Hey, Janet, what happened to you?
I had a lot of ear infections when I was a teenager because I've got narrow ear canals and the water doesn't drain out.
Yeah.
So I'm going to the old doctor in the little country town.
Yep.
Scottish doctor.
Yeah.
Too tight to actually buy cotton buds.
Oh, your ear?
So he would get like a wooden skewer with a pointy end.
Oh.
It gets worse. Wrap a cotton ball around the end of it.
Yeah.
And then go probing around teeny tiny ear canal.
Yeah.
The cotton gives way.
Oh, no.
But the skewer's front and centre.
Oh, gosh. And
I would go, and you go, oh, it's a bit tender in there, is it, love? We'll give you some more antibiotics.
Mrs. Doubtfire's arrived.
Ben, what went wrong with your ear?
So I had constant infections for years on end, doctor giving me antibiotics, and having enough of it, went to the eye and ear hospital.
Yeah.
They did a scan and it turned out I had a skin cell growth, so a tumour inside my ear.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, and they wanted to operate pretty quickly as it was growing inwards.
Yeah.
But in the process of getting my ear cut off to remove the tumour, they had to remove my three hearing bones because they were damaged.
Christ.
Yeah, so now I've got a titanium prosthesis in there that picks up the sound and sends it to my eardrum.
Oh, my God, you've got bionic ears, Ben.
Yeah, bionic ear, yeah.
Did you hear me, Ben?
Ben?
Just mucking around.
You're allowed to do jokes like that.
Luke.
God, the world's gone mad if you can't have a bit of fun with a bloke about his ear hole.
Luke in Little River. What went wrong with your ear, Luke?
Yeah, mate, I went to work. I had a bit of blood coming out of my ear. Thought something was wrong. Went
yeah, something is wrong, Luke, if blood's coming out of your ear.
Yeah, well, one would think so, yeah. Went down to the local doctor. He goes, what the hell happened there?
Yeah.
I go, I don't know. He goes, you got something in your ear. He sent me down to the eye and ear hospital. They pulled 10 maggots out of my ear.
Oh, my God, Luke.
What? I could actually hear him eating the foot because I had an infection. I was eating the shit inside my ear.
We have put this on Instagram. Our handle is, of course,
at Marty Sheargold Show.
We're asking you to tell us about encounters you may have had with celebrities, whether you enjoyed them or not. Correct, Will?
That's right.
There's a woman in the US called Anna Bond, who's a comedian. She's from Austin, Texas, which I think's the other side of Werribee, is it not? Local story, guys. Everyone relax. This is local as. She's lived in LA for about 7 years now. She means Laura, I think. Laura. Yeah. She lived in Laura for a few years.
Not LA.
Super awkward. Are you okay? I'm doing some pretty heavy lifting over here.
Sorry.
After meeting so many celebs while working as a waitress, she decided to start a series on her TikTok where she rates what it's like to serve them.
Oh, this now, is fun.
Lauren tells me this TikTok thing's been around for a while.
It has. Yeah.
But it's new to me, so we're talking about it. Grab one. Eva, says Mendez here, but I think it means...
Mendez.
Who wrote Eva
Mendez?
Oh, one of yours. Fact check yourself later, will you, mate? Here's Eva Mendez and Ryan Gosling, the Gosler.
Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendez like casually strolled up one night when it wasn't that busy and they had their kids and they were so casual and so gorgeous and so polite. 11 out of 10, for sure.
11 out of 10.
I would like to be in their marriage.
11 out of 10.
I would like to be in their marriage, did she say?
She did.
Yep. Not as happy with Judd Apatow and Leslie Mann.
Another hot celebrity couple, Judd Apatow and Leslie Mann, who I wanted to like so much, but they were so rude and maybe they were just having a bad day. So 1 out of 10.
Didn't get much sleep that night.
1 out of 10. Of course, he is famously the man behind the 40-year-old virgin and...
Knocked up.
Super bad.
Super bad. Yeah. Knocked up. She was in one of his. She was in one of his and his kids were in the same one with her. The wedding one. Married.
This is 40?
This is 40. Yeah. Well done, Lauren. Mm.
Oh, she's in heaps of them. She's
in George the Jungle.
George the Jungle. Was that
not one of his.
Okay,
she's
well,
in that.
Well, mate, thanks, Lauren. You put out what you get back, you know what I'm saying?
I love George of the Jungle.
Okay, but that's for a separate time. It's not for now. No. Keanu Reeves gets a run.
Keanu Reeves. He came in for a lunch with like a bunch of industry stiffs, orders a dozen oysters to himself like it's a casual thing to do. He was so polite, so humble, paid for the whole bill, tipped super well. Red pill out of 10, 100% would die for Keanu Reeves.
Me too. Oh. I like Keanu. He's managed to keep a very private life.
Yeah.
And he's seeing an age-appropriate woman as his partner as well. He hasn't done that classic Hollywood thing of going, you know what, I think I'd have a lot in common with a 24-year-old.
Mm.
You won't. Idris Elba gets a run.
Idris Elba, who is somehow more attractive in person, came in for an event once. I didn't get that much hands-on contact with him. I can't speak to his tipping abilities. But he is so nice, so confident, and like there's something, there's smooth about him. 10,000 out of 10. In love.
10,000 out of 10.
Danny DeVito.
I've had the absolute privilege of waiting on Danny DeVito multiple times. He is so sweet, so down to earth, tips super well, always like orders stuff for the table. He's small, he's hairy, he's funny. He's an icon. 5,000 out of 10.
5,000.
I do love ordering a pizza for the table, you know, just in case anyone's peckish.
Yeah, yes.
Just to have there.
Yeah.
Who you got on Instagram, Will?
So we asked, have you met a celebrity and how were they?
Mm.
And Scave said yes and good. That doesn't help.
No, thank you, Scave. Mm. Nice try.
But heaps of people had good experiences. Peter Siddle's a good bloke.
Yes.
Joanna Griggs, divine.
I love Joe Griggs.
Says Fair LS. Russell Gilbert, nicest man you'll meet.
He is.
Someone like Shaquille O'Neal. And Ryan Maloney, absolute champ. That's Toadfish.
I met him.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy.
John took a piss with him next at the joint bar.
Well, you didn't have to help him, though. What are the chances? Just those unbelievable coincidences in life where you go, this can't happen. I cannot believe it. Mm-hmm. It's like when Dad bumped into my music teacher in a shop in London. Like, what are the chances of that? Or the time, which I use as the example, when I was sitting in the Thai kickboxing fight and I looked across the room and there's one of my old mates from school, Damien Hanley.
What are the chances?
What are the chances? What about this for a what are the chances story? If you've got one of those coincidences in, it's going so well. And then I had a small brain bleed.
A coincidence?
If you've got one, give us a bell.
133353.
When Julie and Cassandra met in 2013, they were stunned they both had the same tattoo. Nothing unusual about that.
No.
Julie and Cassandra began working at the same bar in Connecticut and they hit it off instantly. Not only did the two women share a striking resemblance, but Julie and Cassandra, 31 and 32, bonded over the fact that they both had tattoos of the Dominican Republic flag.
What are the chances?
Quite niche, isn't it?
Yeah.
Both women had got the tattoos as a tribute to the fact that they had both been adopted from the country as babies by families in the United States. The discovery immediately prompted them to compare adoption certificates. However, they were disappointed to discover the details on each document didn't match up.
Mm.
Okay, so potentially no story there, am I right, Baz?
Correct.
But in January this year, Cassandra and Julie discovered they were in fact full biological sisters.
What?
And were able to track down their birth family through an ancestry DNA test. They're just working together at the same bar. They like each other. They've got matching tattoos.
Wow.
Wow, it's Dominican Republic. Let's dig a little deeper. Holy hell, we're sisters.
That's extraordinary.
In another surprise twist, Julie's childhood friend Molly had also been adopted from the Dominican Republic as a baby, and she bore a resemblance to the two other women who have just found out they're biological sisters. Strap yourself in. Molly is their third cousin.
What are the chances?
Holy hell.
That's amazing.
Julie and Cassandra have since discovered they were adopted out by their parents because one of their brothers had been seriously ill at the time, and obviously the parents were, you know, working their way through stuff. What are the chances?
Michael, I was sitting in the beer halls at Oktoberfest in Munich.
Yep.
And our canteen lady was bussing the beers out to the tables.
What are the chances, Michael?
Yep.
And Michael's out of it.
Yep. Are you still there, Michael?
Pretty slim, I would have thought.
Yes, Michael, correct. Pretty slim.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. Shigold Show, Triple M.
And we are here for the Royal Melbourne Home Lottery. Make sure you visit rmhhomelottery.com.au for your chance to win. And remember, if you're getting before midnight tonight, you could be one of the seven lucky winners driving away in their very own luxury Lexus UX200.
Yes, please.
There you go.
I've always loved Lexus. I've always been on record as saying that to you, haven't
I? You absolutely have. Get on board, rmhhomelottery.com.au for your chance to win.
I'd just like a free Lexus. I'm not even going to lie about it anymore.
I got that feeling.
I just want one. Friday fun plug time. If there's something happening that you're involved with over the weekend, give us a bell, 133353, and we'll give you a chance to talk about it. Sell it to the audience that are in your area that might want it. Maybe it's a fate. It's a long weekend. There'll be stuff happening.
Anything that's happening in your world.
Anything that's happening
in your world. You're part of Melbourne.
Beautifully said.
Yeah.
You got anything there, Lauren Barry?
There's a Scoresby Steam Fest this weekend.
A Scoresby Steam Fest?
Steam Fest. Fun for the family across the generations from train-loving toddlers onwards.
Oh, trains.
Oh, I know a few people who love trains.
Do you?
Yes.
Who?
My whole family.
Oh, a bit of a train family.
Well, part of my family, yes. My cousins.
Yeah.
Big train guys. Jess is a train driver.
Oh, that's right. Jess is a train driver. I knew that.
Yeah. So you do train spotting and that sort of thing? You see them go past?
They do sometimes, yeah. They used to have big old steam engines in their backyard. Old steam engines. We used to play on them.
Oh, how wonderful. What a memory.
Yeah.
markets.
Yeah, markets.
Markets in your area. Maybe you've got a stall at the market. Bunnings Barbecue is another big one. So I forgot about Bunnings Barbecues. They're always for a good cause.
The best. We also had a call from Jenny, actually.
Jenny, off air, did not want to talk on air because Jenny was a bit nervous.
And she was in a hurry, apparently, too. Yeah.
a nervous hurry. She might have needed a poop.
Jenny. Anyway, she was just reminding us about the Red Hill Market, which is on the first Saturday of every month.
You're part of the world, mate.
Yeah, my family live down there. Red Hill, beautiful market. It is absolutely fantastic.
Stunning.
So there's one. Get amongst that.
Tool down there for the long weekend.
Exactly.
Try and find some accommodation.
Good luck.
Good luck
this weekend.
The Brunswick Music Festival kicks off today.
Does it really?
In 2 weeks.
And where does that take place, does it say?
Brunswick.
Oh, my God. I will come over there in a minute.
I think it's just a venue. Like the Retreat Hotel has a few things on.
Various venues around Brunswick.
Various venues.
Supporting local music.
Yes. Mm.
Wonderful stuff from you, Laura Barry.
Thank you very much.
All right. And you got another one?
No.
No, that's it? Let's go to Paul in Wanturna. Hey, Paul.
Hi, guys. How are we?
What do you got, Paul?
I run a car boot sale out at the Salvation Army in Green Waverley on High Street there. So we have about 30 stalls booked in on tomorrow from 6 a.m. till lunchtime. It's the first Saturday of every month we run it.
Standard boots sort of sale stuff, Paul?
Yeah, yeah.
Ropes, rack, all that handcuffs, stuff. That kind of thing.
He said
you
yes.
You can find it.
Conor McGregor has just made an absolute fortune for himself. He has sold.
Yes.
Yes. As lightning.
How much has he made himself?
He's made himself, they're guessing, because they don't quite know, about $300 million.
What?
He's sold what he's been spruiking for the last few years. It's a whiskey called Proper Number 12. It's been bought by Jose Cuervo, the tequila giant.
Oh, yeah.
And their parent company. He's not saying whether he'll stay on as the face of the emerging brand. It was named after McGregor's hometown, Crumlin, situated in Dublin 12, whatever that means.
It's a postal district of Dublin.
Oh, thank you, Will. Surprise me in rehearsals, please, mate. They don't know the exact financial details, but it's had more than, in its first year, it had sales of more than 40 million, that whiskey. In 2019, he reckons he was a billionaire on the back of the whiskey, claiming to have generated sales of more than $1 billion in the United States.
Wow.
I mean, God almighty, why can't one of us have a billion-dollar United States idea? Because my chair would be spinning in a circle and you would never see me again.
Yeah,
it would
exactly.
be like something from a cartoon. Woo, 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 woo.
Quick,
I would
have
an
idea.
In the car before you knew I'd left. I'd just say something like, I've got to go to the toilet, guys. And then I would throw my phone out the window and no one would ever know where I am or what I'm doing. Because it's nobody's business. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
5 seconds. Stand by 2.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
March the 5th.
March the 5th.
Today.
Wonderful day. 1778, Thomas Arne, the English composer of Rule Britannia, dies. What a piece.
Did you notice how Matt, our producer, just sat up straight when he heard this come through the headphones?
He just saluted.
Great bit of music.
I thought it was Royal Britannia.
Rule.
Yeah, know that now.
It's Rule Britannia.
Does make you sit up though, doesn't it?
It sure does. You know something's going on.
Yeah.
Well, they did rule the world for a long time, the English.
Good pomp and ceremony. They do it better than anybody else.
They certainly do. And now we've got Meghan and Harry.
Yeah. There's a handbrake.
How the times have changed.
Oh, haven't they ever?
Oh, how awful, Meghan. Mm. Oh, no, no, no. What a no person.
It's a no from all of us.
What a no person.
Yeah.
1963, American country music stars. How's this?
Mm-hmm.
Patsy Cline, Hawkshaw Hawkins, Cowboy Copus, and their pilot, Randy Hughes, are all killed in a plane crash in Camden, Tennessee.
Stop getting planes together, guys.
Yeah. So many musicians died in plane crashes.
That's why we should all never get a minicab together.
What about a maxi cab?
That's okay.
Yeah, I'll sit up the back.
You always do. I knew.
Oh, Patsy, no. Why, Patsy?
March the 5th.
1971, year I was born.
Yeah.
Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin first played live. If there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alone there. It's just a sprinkling for the May Queen. Yes, there are two paths you can go by. 1982, US comedian John Belushi, 33 years old, is found dead of a drug overdose in a rented bungalow in Hollywood.
Come on, we got it all there, okay, we got it all there, okay, we got it all, okay, what are you going to have?
I think I'll have grilled cheese and a Coke.
Grilled cheese?
No, grilled cheese.
No grilled cheese.
Cheeseburger and a Coke.
No Coke, Pepsi.
Okay, Pepsi and French fries.
No fries, cheap.
Okay, cheap.
One cheeseburger, one Pepsi, one cheap.
Cheeseburger.
Pepsi, cheap.
What do you want?
I'll have a cheeseburger and a small Coke.
No Coke, Pepsi.
Pepsi.
One cheeseburger, one Pepsi.
33.
Mm.
Wow.
Not his best work there.
No.
But you get the idea.
Yes. Certainly do.
You know, that day that he died, you know who ducked into his room?
Who?
Robin Williams and Robert De Niro. Yeah.
Really?
We were talking about it yesterday. What are the chances?
We were talking about it yesterday.
Wow.
It was pretty heckers, Chateau Marmont, and just the boys rolling through.
Wow.
And John pushed on his own there for a little while, and it did not end well.
No.
Birthdays. Philip Chapman, the first Australian-born astronaut, who, embarrassingly, I've never heard of, is turning 86 today. Congratulations, Philip, if you're listening.
Happy birthday.
If you listen.
I'm sure. I mean, he will be.
I mean, he might be.
Might be podcasting.
He could be a massive M's guy.
He could be.
Just because he's 86 doesn't mean he can't use the radio. He doesn't know how to turn it on, but it doesn't mean he can't listen.
Well, he knows how to fly a spaceship. I think he knows how to use the radio.
Well, we don't know that. He might have forgotten everything, as does happen at that age.
Yeah.
Oh, he lives in Melbourne.
Does he?
He'll be listening.
G'day, Phil.
Yeah. Let's get him on the show.
I mentioned earlier for birthdays that Fifi Box is turning 53 today.
Yes.
Me old mate.
Happy birthday, Fifi.
Turning 47, Matt Lucas from Little Britain.
No, you are not gay. I am gay.
I am gay.
All right then, if you're gay, who played Dorothy in the film The Wizard of Oz?
Judy Garland.
How do you know that?
It's easy. Everyone knows that.
All right, then this'll get you. Who is the gay character and are you being served?
Mr. Humphreys!
Was it?
Yes!
Well, that's very subtle then. I always thought it was Captain Peacock. He's the one with the moustache.
Happy birthday to Matt.
That was the week that was.
Running Marty through, or testing you really.
Why are you looking so nervous?
Yeah, what are you worried about?
What's wrong with you, Lauren?
I didn't think Troy had his sheet, but he does.
I do, yeah, no,
everything's
I do.
Everything's fine.
Troy always has everything he needs.
Because of us.
Yes, that's true. Well, that is true too. Touché,
yes.
Touché, young lady.
Thank you for keeping me on track. Appreciate it.
That was the week that was, of course.
A quiz just directed at you.
Yes.
Of all the things that have happened on this show during the week.
Yes.
Can be news related, can be team related, can be call related.
And I need to get 5 out of 7 for a pass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we just want it to keep going.
Yeah. And also because you're pretty on the ball mostly.
Yeah.
With things that we've done during the week. So
it's largely things that have come out of your mouth. Like you've said them.
Yeah.
You should have a pretty good recollection.
Well,
not always.
You'd think that, wouldn't you? But a lot of the stuff that comes out of my app.
Oh, jeez.
My mouth is forgettable.
Mm. Well, Monday feels like a long time ago, in fairness.
Sure does.
Yeah. All right, shall we get into it?
Please.
Question one. What did Troy call Pearl Jam's Super Blood Moon?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What have you done?
Quizmaster.
Quizmaster's giving me the answer. Well, he called it what you did.
No, he didn't. What did Troy call Pearl Jam Super Blood Wolf Moon? It is a hard thing to say.
Wolf mum? Wolf mother?
Wolf man.
Wolf man.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
No point.
That's incorrect. Not for you.
Two people have won bar fridges this week.
Oh, no.
Name both of them.
Oh, you start again for each.
Name both of them. I remember the suburb, Atwood. And I think her name started with an A,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, alliteration.
Yeah, see? You're learning.
Not Alice. Not Alice in Atwood. Allison.
No.
No. No.
Amanda. And?
And was it Dingley Village?
Yeah.
Yes.
Should have asked which suburb. That's better.
Not Frank.
Lance. But close.
No, not the suburbs, not the names.
Yeah. Down on the board for you there, Marty.
None on the board. None from two.
No.
Question three. This week, Lakeside Drive closed down for 5 weeks. Mm. According to Will, how long is 5 weeks?
It's a month and 1 week.
Yes!
Yes. One of the most ridiculous ways to say 5 weeks.
I wasn't wrong.
Well, you're not wrong, but you're not entirely right.
Who says that?
Yeah, it's a month and 1 week.
1 week. Just say 5 weeks.
I would have thought so.
Question four. This week, the Moomba Monarchs were announced as an infectious diseases physician, a Yarra Trams cleaning team member, and a Coles store support manager. Name five previous Moomba Monarchs.
Oh, easy. Chrissy Swan, Jimmy Giggle, Ian Molly Meldrum, Leno and Woodley.
That's five?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Very good.
I know me Monarchs, mate.
You got 2 points on the board out of four so far.
Question five. On Wednesday, we discovered that Mickey Rourke, Troy's favourite, was in The Masked Singer. Who did he appear as?
The Gremlin.
Oh. Oh, very good. We have audio of him singing as well.
He sounds like a cigarette would sound.
Yeah, he does.
If a cigarette could sing.
I wouldn't call that singing. That's making noise. Yes.
Very, very, very handsome older woman, Mickey Rourke.
The point on the board. Three for you.
Do I get a point for that?
No. On Monday, we had a story about an all-in cricket brawl during a match in the NWMCA League between Strathmore Heights and Tullamarine. Mm. What does NWMCA stand for?
Northwest NWM Metro. Northwest Metro. What is the rest of it?
CA.
Cricket Association.
Oh. Very good.
Well done.
And the final question score, Troy.
Have I got a pass?
Four. Yeah, this is a pass. It's four out of six.
You need one to pass. One more. You need to get this right.
Okay.
Yesterday,
pressure's on, DC.
Yesterday, you suggested Troy might meet the team from Bar Fridges Australia in the back of a Black Thunder. What is the Triple M Street team actually called?
Oh, no.
Rock Patrols?
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Got there.
You passed.
Pass this week. Well done to you.
Thank you.
Gold star.
Thank you.
I just want to get the facts. I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked. Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really facts.
Lauren taking us through our mistakes this morning.
Yes. None for you.
Oh, thank God. What a relief.
You're
I
off
was
the hook.
So nervous.
Really? Your weekend starts now.
Not one at all.
No. Well, we... No. During Friday Fun Plug.
Yeah.
I get so nervous saying that.
Well, you've got to be very careful. It's a fun plug and that's all it is.
We found out the Scoresby Steam Fest is this weekend.
Yes.
The train festival for train enthusiasts.
That's right. Steam enthusiasts.
Jake on Insta told us that train enthusiasts, a.k.a. my cousins, are called Gunzels.
Gunzels with a G.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gunzels.
Yeah, I have heard that word before.
Bill, are you going to say something? Oh.
You covered it all, Jake, on Instagram. At Marty Shear Gold Show.
Oh, nice, Will.
Good, thank you,
just
Jake.
All back
thank
in
you,
from Will. Just business was as always.
That's what they call me.
Business as always, Will.
That's his nickname. It's wordy, I'm not going to lie.
Fact check for producer Matt on the run sheet. We had a story today about a woman's disgusting ear.
She had turkey ear.
Yeah, she had turkey apple jelly discharge.
Yep. Ooh, that's a discharge. It's an emotional word. It triggers me.
It sure
we
does.
Wanted to ask the question, what went wrong with your ear? We're all very confused and we looked down because the run sheet said, what went wrong with your car?
Absolutely ludicrous
in
from you.
In my defense.
There is no defending this.
That is absolutely something we could have been doing in today's
it
show.
Could have been.
Sure, we could have done the photo, what
thought,
went wrong with
I don't remember
your car.
Writing a sheet about a car.
No, I'm not looking for a sound effect of the car starting.
As I just have a quick look at the QWERTY in front of me.
Yes.
The E... and the sea are a long way away from each other.
It was 5 a.m. He had a brain fade.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Good call.
And yes, we covered this at the time, but I made a boo-boo, which we all covered by spelling Eva Mendez as Eva Medez.
Yeah, which threw me because I didn't know who you meant.
You did. That's the thing.
I thought Ryan Gosling.
Okay. No, you shush.
All right, I will. I will shush.
The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.
Friday, we're there. Friday morning into a long weekend.
I know, into a long weekend. How exciting for everyone in Victoria and more particularly Melbourne. Well done. Fantastic week, team. Enjoy yourselves. Be safe over the long weekend.
We will see you on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
There you go.
The Marty Shergold Show. Week in review. This week, we made a few boo-boos.
Troy did a boo-boo.
Troy, you made a boo-boo.
Yes, but we'll get to that later.
What's happened? I can't talk.
First, let's hear Marty struggle with words.
Very, very fruity. Very quickly. At 6:34, Sam believes being single up until recently meant her job occupied more of her time. Did I say occupied?
Occupied. Yeah,
and then they asked the influenza. Without a knife, you're not cockfighting.
And that was the worst of Marty trying to speak good.
I almost made a big mistake on air then. I'll tell you what it was. Didn't it?
I'm glad you didn't.
It's an old 3AW prank call.
We've dumped for Toby, but there are people like Carmen and Queenie online and could hear that in their ear and are offended.
But none of that compares to when producer Lauren picked Marty up for some perfectly poor alliteration.
You said you did some alliteration by saying, Chuck, Chuck, you're bald.
Yeah.
Well, that's not alliteration.
Oh, it just has the same first letter.
Yeah, that's just a rhyme.
But I could have been saying, Chuck, Chuck, you big cuck.
No. Alliteration would be cheerful Charles chase chimpanzees. That's alliteration.
Yeah. Or I could have said, oh, I could.
No.
Remember how I mentioned
Troy, you made a boo-boo.
Well, it seems that speaking English wasn't his only issue. There was also maths.
I remember when some lollies went from 1 cent to 2 cent at school and we were like,
50% more.
No, double. Thank you.
Yeah. And pressing buttons.
Lubricant.
Grease.
Oh,
that's very good.
It was, wasn't it?
Wow.
So I was thinking WD-40.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You'll have to make that the fifth because that's the greatest showman. What, does a chicken run across the panel, mate?
Right.
Again. This week, not only did Who Do You Do make a comeback.
I don't do a bad Michael Caine. Stand back,
because
I'm
going to
blow the doors off.
I'll try a bit of Rodney Dangerfield for you. Hey, waiter, get over here. I've got a flame
of soup. Rocky Balboa and his trainer, Mick.
Oh, you do both?
Little Mick. So what do you say? These guys ain't fighters. Short piece was fighters, Rock. But they're not killers.
Who do you do? I do a didgeridoo.
Oh, do you, Sean?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Triple M. We also witnessed the grand return of Lauren's Little Quiz.
Now it's time for Lauren's Little Quiz. It's Cinemasaurus.
And Marty and producer Will got a little bit competitive.
Westerly Edge narrative.
West Side Story.
Oh.
Definitely me.
I'll give it to you. Because you're young.
But in the end,
I was.
You won. Yeah.
Muddy one.
You got anything to add, Will?
I've never had a burger from McDonald's. Is that a bombshell?
The fun. No.
You've never had a Big Mac?
No, I was as a kid, I was a bit picky and I just like nuggets.
Well, that's random. And slightly weird. Lucky you're not an influencer.
Influencers are a funny old mob, aren't they?
I reckon influencers have had a tough time during COVID.
Well, looking after their own children. Who they hadn't met for years.
Who are you?
Who are you? What do you... Oh, you live here. Who are these people, Brian?
Now, Marty comes across like a typical Aussie bloke.
I just wiped a giant bit of brisket out of my beard.
But this week, we learnt that he's a cultured fellow. He performs theatre.
I did this show when I was at school in year 12.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I was a paper boy.
Yeah.
And in the chorus with my mate Jason Collier. He's now a plumber. Two of the most unlikely blokes ever to dance with their hats in the air.
Oh, yeah. And love.
loves the ballet.
I saw Swan Lake maybe 18 months ago.
I love how cultured you are.
I'm a man for all seasons.
It comes as a surprise to me sometimes.
And I see the way you dress.
I'm many different.
But as we come to the end of another big week on the Marty Shegold Show,
this is where you get to choose the wax that we stack and play back.
Let's let Troy pick the playout song.
Pearl Jam, Superblood, Wolfman now. Wolfman, I should say.
Beautiful one, Troy. Thanks for listening to the Marty Shegold Show podcast. For your chance to win a fully furnished Brighton East home and $250,000 in gold, get your ticket in the Royal Melbourne Hospital Home Lottery. rmhhomelottery.com.au.